Today's Chazarim, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, starting from the Mishnah on the top. Tamid Karev V'Tisha Basara Bachras V'Shneimas Leipachas Leyeser. The Tamid, that Kravis the Tamid, meaning that Ktara of the Tamid and all the things that go together with the Tamid, could take 9 Kahanim, 10, 11, or 12. Never less than 9, never more than 12. Ketzan, Atzmei V'Tisha. A regular tamid, every single day, needs 9. Because the actual keves needs 6. Like the Gemara split up the nesachim, split up the yevarim. There's the Rosh Regel, Uketz Regel, Shtei Yadayim. There's the Chazer Geira, Shtei Defanos, and Kerbai. Those are the 6. And then there's 3 more. You have the Seilis, the Yayin, and the Chavitim. And that's every single day of the year. B'chag, the morning tamid on Sukkis, b'yarech atzleich ha-shamayim. So then you also have nisach ha-mayim. Harikan ha-sara, says 10. Bein ha-arbayim, the afternoon tamid, every single day of the year, is b'achad ha-sar. It's 11. Who wants a petition, like we said? U'shnayim b'yadam shnei gizri etzim. There's also a carbon to bring 2 logs. In the morning, the logs are done before the tamid, and they're done by 1 kain. The Gemara had said earlier it was the kain that won the Chumas Sadeshen. You want to give him a little bit more than the Chumas Sadeshen to make sure the kainim come, so you give him the Siddur Maracha and the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. And in the night, it's 2 separate kainim, and they have 2 Gizri Eitzim. With Shabbos, it's ba'achad asur. Every Shabbos, it's 11. Who wants a betish? Like we said, u'shnayim b'yadim shnei b'zicha levayne shalachem apanim. We give that also to b'zicha levayne shalachem apanim, which is done together with the akhtara satamit. You do akhtara of the b'zicha levayne. What's the b'zicha levayne? The b'zicha levayne is for lachem apanim. That you put on the table every Shabbos 12 Lechem Apanim is with 2 Bezichem of Levayna. When you make the Levayna, that's Matir the Lechem. U'b'Shabbos Shabbateich HaChag, that's the most. Shabbos and Sukkis, Sabianech Hatzlech HaShamayim. You have 11, 9 for the Karban Tamid and 2 for the Bezichem of Levayna. And you have 1 more for the Nisach HaMayim. Amr Rav Abba Vitaim Rabbi Bacham Vitaim Rabbi Echanan, either Rav Abba, Rabbi Bacham, or Rabbi Echanan said, Eimanask HaMayim B'Chag, Ella, the Tamid Shel Shachar. The only time you do Nisach HaMayim is Tamid Shel Shachar. That's so clear, right? Every single carbon you do Nisach HaYayin, every oil and Shlomim, right? So that would be by every Tamid and every Musaf and every carbon Yachid, Nisachim. But Nisach HaMayim is special for Sukkis. So, not clear when exactly you do it, which carbon is. Teretz is only the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar. Why? Shabbos, that's on Sukkis, so then you have 12, 9 for the Tamid, 2 for the Bezicha Levayin, and 1 for the Mayim. V'isak adai Tamid Shavayin and Mayim, and asking if you also Manasak and Tamid Shavayin and Mayim, v'chal na'am mishkachas lo. So every day on Sukkis, even Chol Sukkis, right, Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov, you'd also do 12 in the evening, because you do the 9, and the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, right? It's 11, and the Mayim, it's 12. So you see that you don't do it Tamid Shabbat and Mayim. Amar Rav Ashi, Efanana Mitinina, we also have a Mishnah that says, Omanasa Chama Hagbe Yadecha. Whenever the guy does Nisach HaMayim, whenever the kohen does Nisach HaMayim, they tell him, pick up your hands, let's see exactly what you're doing. Why? Shabbamach is Nisach HaGabi Raglo. One time, the Kayin, instead of pouring it into the Sefer, he put on his feet. In other words, he's trying that people shouldn't see. And they all threw a Shregim at him. Shramina. What's the Raya? Right? The Taisa that had a Shregim was in the morning. And what's the Raya? It's only in the morning. Shtigopela, right? Maybe it happened to be that particular Kayin was doing it in the morning. Maybe they also did it in the night. So Mar says, Rashi says, because what else is a Chiddush? What else is the Kiddush? Why did it say yesterday game? Say, Ruk Mukalam. What's the difference what they threw at him? Right? So good. So Mela, that's a Rayam. He wants to teach you that it had to be in the morning. Okay. Tanya, Rav Shimon Yechai, I'm a minayim l'tamah shebein amayim shetan shnei gizri eitzim b'shnei kehanim. How do you know that Tamah shebein amayim needs two gizri eitzim, specifically with two kehanim? Says Shikul Chiddush, that there's a limud akra that you need two kehanim for an aveda, right? Not sure if you ever find such a thing. A limud akra that you need specifically two kehanim. Yeah, well, maybe it's not telling you that it's two separate karbanis as opposed to one karban eitzim that's good enough with two kehanim. Maybe the other one needs one kehanim. I don't know. It's interesting, gagdara. Tim ayin a little bit. What's the part that the snake gives eitzim one and needs one kehanim? And this needs two kehanim. Sakasav, that it needs two. Okay, al kopanim. But that's what it says. Shenema v'archu eitzim. It says v'archu eitzim. Now, what does it say v'archu eitzim? Right. The pasuk of the Maracha is the beginning of Tzav. Right. Know a little bit about Chumash. And Tzav v'aydzayis tayir sa'ayla hi a'ayla al-mikdal mizbeach al-alayla. Right. That discusses Chumah Sedeshin. It discusses Eitzah Sedeshin. And then it says v'ayishal mizbeach tuka v'aylai sichbe u'be'a l'kayin eitzim abayka v'abayka v'arach la'ayla v'iklachay v'ashlam. Right? That the eish has to be tuka v'ayit. It says a few times eish tuka v'ayit. We'll see later in the Masechta about the different marachas they made and what you learn out from the psukim. But that's the parasha. Right? And there it says u'be'a l'kayin eitzim abayka v'abayka. And the Gemara darshins from there that that can't mean stam burning eitzim. Already said that there's eish. Eish tuka, but you know what I'm saying. It's repetition. The Torah says it's an ayadin that a kohen has to put on two eitzim. Eitzim me eitzim. Shnayim shnei gizri eitzim. That's how we learn out from there. Now the other pasuk va'archu eitzim is a pasuk in Vayikra. There it's not discussing be'etzim the fire and the morning aveda of the Chumah Sedeshin and Tzah Sedeshin and lighting the fire. There, his tumah bring the ayla, right? Vehivshid is ayla, v'nita chaisel and sachav, v'nasan, then it says, after vehivshid is v'nita chaisel and sachav, it says, v'nasan me'ayin ha'kayin eish al mizbech v'archu eitzim ala eish. The me'ayin ha'kayin should put eish on the mizbech, and archu eitzim ala eish. And the Gemara there, I think, learns out from this pasuk, that at tzasas alisa, we had this a couple of blad ago, that at tzasas alisa has to be with the kayin. The Gemara mentions, remember the menayir is lava vaydihi. And I said, well, what about Atzasas Alisa? And that's different. That is an Aveda. That lighting, kindling the fire, Atzasas Alisa means with the kindling. With kindling the fire is an Aveda. And there it says, V'archu Eitzim Ala Eish. So the Gemara understands from this pasuk that there's another din of Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Another din of Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Archu Eitzim Ala Eish. So, and the Gemara says, today in the Tamas Shebein Abayim, what is this Eitzim? We already have the Eitzim. What's this Naya Karban Eitzim? Teretz is nice days the other Karban Eitzim that was clearly Tamas Shel Shachar. This is a Naya Din Eitzim. Nice is this Eitzim is Tamas Shebein Abayim. Maybe there's two Karbanas Eitzim, both of them are Shachar. How do you know it's a different time? Maybe there's a din ubi alei kain eitzim abayker with one kain, and there's another din varchu with two kainim. So the Gemara says, "Mk neimikar ubiir ubiiru, ubiir ubiir." You guys want a ubiir avim inachad in shreiloi? You say twice ubiir. So Teretz says, "No, you want two kain. You want two karbanis, one with one kain ubi alei kain." And one with two kainim, v'archu, right? V'nei arna kayanim, v'archu, eitzim aleish. So maybe that's a pshat. So Mar says, I kamash will never have an ever trade. They do one and two, but both of them are in the morning. Mar says, no. Imk, neymer ko ubiir, ubiiru. Inami v'arach, v'archu. May ubiir, v'archu, shmai minar kerekar minar. If the pshat would be that you would bring two karbanis in the morning, and it's just telling you that I want two things. I want a carbon of two gizri eitzim with one kain, and I want two gizrezim with two kahanim, so then I'm going to use the same lashon, either ubir, both places, ubir, ubiru, or v'arach in both places, v'arach and v'arachu. Since one place says ubir alakane eitzim baika baika, the other place says v'arachu eitzim aleish, that's meramis that these are two different times. Nice, nice, one in the morning, and one with the Tamil Shabbat and Abayim, one at the end of the, right, one in the beginning of the Avodah, and one all the way at the end of the Avodah. And the morning one is the Bi'alei Kayin, Lashon Yachid, one Kayin with the two Gizri Eitzim, and this is V'Aruchu Eitzim, two Kahanim, and they bring two Gizri Eitzim. So that's the Halacha. And that's why the one in the morning was brought before the Karban Tamid, before even the Shkita Tamid, that's what it sounded like before, that was in the first Pious. And the one in the afternoon was brought after with the carbon, with Akhtaris carbon tamin, which is the last of Avodas HaMizbeach of the day. And the Gemara says, Tanya Abichia. Abichia had a brayso which says like this: Pious, Pamin Mid Gimel, Pamin Mid Dalet, Pamin Tezvav, Pamin Tezayin. So that I think there's no machlekes what that means. Pamin Mid Gimel means that the second pious had 13 people in it. That's the Yud Gimel. The second pious had 13 kind of mosaic, right? We had before. Mishaychem Mizayich, Mibadashin Sam Mizbeach Abnim, Mibadashin Sam Menayra, and then the nine of things of the Talmud, right? The Evarim, six Kahanim taking the Evarim, one the Yayin, one the Seilus, one the Chavita. So that's nine, and that was 13. Pamim Yudalin is on Sukkis. You add one more. Right? When do we do this Nisach HaMayim? When do we decide which Kayin brings the Mayim, the 10th Kayin in our Mishnah? By the Pious. That's 14. Pamim Tezvav. Right? That's on Shabbos. We have the Shnei B'Zichi Levayna. And Pamim Tezayin. That's on Shabbos B'Sech HaChag. We have Shnei B'Zichi Levayna. And the Nisach HaMayim. Right? That's all clear. Now it could be also the Gemara said that they didn't make another pious of Bein Arabayim. Taisus discussed, so what do they do exactly with the Shnei Gzira Eitzim, which is added Bein Arabayim? What do they do then? Taisus says that they added them, they put them in the pious of Shachris, but we didn't mention it because we're only mentioning the ones that did the Avodah of Shachris. But Ein Chirami, that was done with the pious of Shachris. And here also, I guess, we're not mentioning the ones that are the pious, the winners of the pious that are going at night. But then the Gemara says, "V'tanya Yudzayin, Ayat says 17. Who the leiker was of Yaakov Elikar Rabbi Yehuda." So Rashi learns the 17 now includes the fourth pious, and for some reason we're not including the third pious because that's the Keteris. That even though we are including the Disha Mizbeach and Pnimi and Disha Amanera, right, it's not we're only including the Mizbeach, right? But we're not including the third pious of Keteris, fine. And Mimela, 17 would be, I mean, and I guess it would be 14, 15, 16, and 17, right? Because if we're going to include the guy who was Malei Evarim Lekevish, so, and according to Rashi, it's one Kayin, that was Malei Evarim Lekevish, so then you're going to have 17, right? And 16, 15, and 14 as opposed to 13. So that's the loiker of Blazim and Yankov that says there is no Malei Varam Lekevish, because the Kanim that brought it to the Kevish, they're the ones that bring it up. Because B'makim Shkin Lavar Yechayri, we don't want to make it look like you don't want to finish your job. So what did your Blazim and Yankov have for the other pious? The Machta. Right? And we're not including the Ktaris in the Machta for some reason. Fine. And it's who the like of as you may Elikrab Yehuda, because there is no Machta. Elikrab Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Yehuda says there is no Pais Lamachta. So there is no Machta. So Mamela, that's what it stems. Because Rabbi Yehuda has to hold there is a Pais for Malivar Makavish, like we said before. So Shanim Abadin, first of all, the Girsa was the like of Hazmiak of the like of Yehuda. And second of all, why did we have to say the like Rabbi Yehuda? Just say, I'm Elik Rabbi Yehuda. Just say the like Rabbi Yaakov. Who cares? Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. Could be other time we're talking to Rabbi Yaakov. Now, we know Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Yaakov, but why do we have to say Elik Rabbi Yehuda? The main point is the like Rabbi Yaakov, right? That was the kasha. Okay, so the two other pshatim in the Rishayim. Taisa's pshat is that the 17 that he's saying is not the specialty times where you have Nisach HaMayim, where you have Shnei Bezichah Levayna. That's not the 17. The 17 includes everything in the Pisces of the ordinary morning. Every winter of the Pisces. 13 in the second Pisces. The Chumash Edeshin is 14, right? The Ketaris and the Machla is 15 and 16. And the Malei Varam Lekavish Lebech is 17. And then it has to be the local of Ezra Miyakov, because he doesn't have a Malei Varam Lekavish Lebech. He says that the same ones that brought it to the Kavish, they bring it in, because he doesn't have 17, he has 16. Or like Rabbi Yehuda, because he doesn't have Machta. Because he says that the Keteris guy is the one in charge of the Machta, the one who won the Keteris. So that's what that's Taisus Pshan, what the 17, the like of Bezmiak of like Rabbi Yehuda. Thing is, Taisus is also naming on that there's only one person that's Malei Varam Kavish the Mizbeach. The Taisus Shanim and the Ritva hold, no, if you're doing it, Asperevah Hachis Melech, so get another six. Why would you get one person? Get another six people. So they hold the Pshat is, the 17 is the amount of people that are winning the second Gaon. We're talking about specifically the second Pais. The second Pais is, right? Which is what we did till now. That's the big mile of that pshat. Right? The 13, 14, 15, and 16 is specifically the winners of the second pious. We're not bringing in the fourth pious, right? So specifically the winners of the second pious, there are 13 winners every day, and Chag there's 10, and Shabbos there's 11, and Shabbos with their Chag there's 12, right? And so Nachama, so what's the... So what was the 14, 15, and 16? I'm sorry. This every day there's 13, and Chag there's one extra one, so there's 14. On Shabbos there's two extra ones, so there's 15, and Shabbos there's three extra ones, so there's 16. Now there's a 10, 11, and 12, which specifically the Talmud, but there's four more for the Sheikh and Zarek Medash Mezim Medash Menay, right? Very simple. That was the way we learned. What's the 17? The 17 is that if you hold, not like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, and hold that the fourth pious is Mimalei Varam Lekevish, right? I mean, he holds the fourth pious was the Machta. Rabbi Yehuda holds there was no pious for the Machta. But if you hold, not like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, and you hold that the fourth one was not for the Machta, was Mimalei Varam Lekevish, fine. And you also hold now like Rabbi Yehuda, there is a pious for the Machta. When was the pious for the Machta? Taisa says it was the third one. These Rishayim are saying no, it was the second one. The third one was Chadashim Lekteris Bo Vefisu. But the Machta, they didn't care about Chadashim. So the Machta was done in the second one. So the second one didn't only have 13. The Mishnah says it was 13, but there really was one more. There's really the Machta. The Mishnah that says 13, I guess, has to either go like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, but the Machta was the fourth one. But then it would be not like the other Mishnah, or it would have to go like a Yehuda, that there was no pious for the Machta. But if you hold there was a pious for the Machta, and you hold that it wasn't the fourth pious, then it was done during the second pious, and that's the 17. Okay, that's the three pshatim and the 17.